Okay, so moving on from Megalophoni Batorah Shalo Kealacha or Osa Averos Biad Rama, the Rambam deals with the topic of Moser. It's a little bit surprising. The Rambam equates fundamentally in terms of Elam Chelek Olam Haba, a Moser Chavero, in other words, for purposes of Misa or even Hakah, and Moser Mamon Chavero. A number of the Nosei Kelim point out, I think we have this in the Maaser Rokeach, that in Onesh Olam Haba, Yishchilak Vada, Dezebegufo, Vizebebamono, but it's interesting, both of them in the end, Enlam Chelik Olam Haba, but the Maaser Rokeach says, you know, somehow, you know, in ways perhaps that we can't fully know, that there is a distinction. But the Ram writes, Shnayim Hema Moser, Moser Chaver Biadakum, Largo, Ola Hakoso. And again, if you study this, Sagiv Mesira, you understand that we're talking about people who are arbitrarily targeting Jews, not, you know, a system of justice, like the Ramban says, B'nai Noach are mechuyev to have, you know, where everybody is held to the same standard, and it's not an arbitrary or capricious standard, but it reflects the idea of, you know, Asosha Dvarim Malam Kayim, Mal Hadin Al Emes Yal Shalom. And then the Ramban talks about a Moser Mamun Chaver Obiad Akum, Obiad Anas Shehu Ka'akum, Ushneim Elam Chek Lam Haba. So in theory, it could even be to a Jew, but, you know, he's a, you know, violent individual, and you're handing over somebody's money. So again, you know, we have the statement in Chazal, you know, tzadikin dechaviv leim amonam kegufan shein poshtim yadam begezel. But especially in a scenario or in a context in which people literally had nothing, you know, people were scraping to get by, and all of a sudden you're moser mamon chavero biyad akum. So that can, in its own way, be a kind of a dine nefashos issue, because, you know, it wasn't like people were sitting on 401ks and, you know, fancy bank accounts. You know, people were, by definition, living a subsistence existence. And to Moser Mamon Chavero, Biad Akum, Biad Anas was, you know, a grievous threat, even if in the end of the day, there's always a major difference between Mamon and, you know, Begufo. The other perspective is that, you know, one leads to the other, that once they see that they can, you know, extort money and take money, so, you know, it's only a small, you know, step from that for them to use other forms of coercion and pressure. So there's kind of, you know, if you will, like a Gzeira d'Oraisa kind of a phenomenon here. And be that as it may, the last point I just wanted to touch on is this, again, it follows very naturally from the entire theme here in the Rambam, Parsha Midarchei Atzibur, and then Osa Averos Biad Rama, which is kind of an attack we talked about on the character of Klal Yisrael, because of the Busha factor, Rachmana Baishanim Gomle Chasadim. The previous one was Machtiyei Harabim, somebody who's responsible for, you know, really causing, whether it's, you know, Kalo Kivachamura, responsible for cutting the Jewish people off from a particular observance. And remember, the one before that was Mumar L'Cholav Torah Kula, which is somebody who under duress says, you know, why bother, you know, be Jewish? So, you know, and let me be Davik Ba'akum. So this whole segment in the Rambam, you know, and the next one is going to fit into this as well, has to do with, you know, a Yachid who doesn't keep the best interests of the Tzibor in mind, or individuals from that Tzibor. So that's true of Moser, Osa Averos Biad Rama, Porish Midarchei Tzibor, Machtiyei Harabim, Mumar L'Chol HaTorah Kula, and it's going to be true of what we're going to take a look at tomorrow, which is, you know, Matilei Mal HaTzibor Shelo L'Shem Shamayim. So again, you know, I just want to reiterate this premise at the risk of being redundant here, but if the whole principle is Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek Olam Haba, as long as, you know, a person is a sinner in a particular sense, but, you know, there's still a Yisrael with gaping flaws, but, you know, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek Olam Haba. But the issue really relates, you know, something a little bit different. The issue as it comes up relates to a person whose status as a member of the Tzibor in good standing is really, you know, in question, specifically because of the way that they orient themselves towards that Tzibor. So if it's Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek Olam Haba, the outer boundaries of that is when the Yachid is, you know, really not in good standing vis-a-vis the Tzibor.